Weather conditions across the Midwest are still slated to be nearly ideal for a large portion of the region over this next 10 days to 2 weeks. That's thanks to a good mix of rain and thundershowers along with some sunny days. And we'll see some more milder temperatures for a little while this weekend and then heat back up again next week. The mix has got to turn out to be favorable for most of our reproducing and filling crops. There is an abundance of soil moisture around in quite a few areas. The subsoil in particular is still in a favorable mode for many areas in the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest. We're still concerned, though, about the ongoing dryness in the southwestern Corn Belt. Today's forecast continues to suggest that the southwestern Corn Belt will be favored for some greater amounts of precipitation. I have a little bit of reservations about that. Some of the pure model data, I think, is overdoing the rainfall. And don't be surprised if the southwestern Corn Belt ends up doing a little bit more poorly with rainfall over this next week relative to what the model has suggested today. What I'm talking about in particular is a cluster of thunderstorms that will likely come with a warm front that will move through the western Corn Belt Sunday and Monday. During that period of time, the GFS model has suggested there will be 1 to 3 inches of rain across the interior west and south central parts of Iowa into east central parts of the state. 1 to 3 inches of rain with the amount of dryness that they have today would be a boon to their crop development potential and to their yields as well. But I'm afraid that the amounts are overdone, and reality is that the rainfall will still be decent across the state, but not great enough to substantiate the improving trend for an extended period of time. Follow-up rain will still be necessary. Let me back up a little bit and we'll walk through the entire Midwest forecast here. We do have a frontal system that will be cutting through the region as we go through the period from really tomorrow into Sunday. The frontal system will be fairly quick moving, and it's not likely to bring a large volume of rainfall with it. We will see showers and thunderstorms in many areas, though. Rain totals will run from 1/10 to 5/10 of an inch, so maybe some locally greater amounts in a few locations. That frontal system, though, will fail to produce a lot of meaningful precipitation in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. And as we move into next week, that warm front that I mentioned previously impacting Iowa will also impact many other areas in the western Corn Belt. We'll likely see the frontal system bring on rain totals of 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch with some local 1 to 2 inch amounts. The greatest rains, though, will probably be in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and maybe northern and eastern parts of Iowa, as well as northern portions of Illinois. The showers and thunderstorms will work their way deeper across the eastern Midwest as we finish out that forecast period in the early half of next week. We'll likely see rain totals in those areas also running in 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch range with some 1 inch plus amounts likely. Our temperatures across the Midwest will be trending a little bit cooler the next couple of days, mostly Friday night into Sunday, however. During that period of time, we'll look for temperatures to cool down into the 70s north and the 80s in the rest of the region. That compares to yesterday's highs, where we're mostly in the upper 80s through the lower 90s, with a few middle 90s in a couple of locations. The change in temperatures will be ideal for summer crops, giving them a chance to take a little bit of a break from whatever stress might have occurred over the past couple of days. We'll also allow for showers and thunderstorms to come around to help to recharge the topsoil moisture and prevent any area from becoming excessively dry. That, of course, accepts the southwestern Corn Belt, where it is already too dry in some locations, and we'll be watching closely to see how well the rainfall becomes distributed across that region here this weekend through next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.